lasted forever and ended so soon。
各位网友们大家好，本期我们继续初恋的回忆。被迫参加学校戏剧社的 London 慢慢了解了 Jamie， 并开始偷偷的喜欢他。可是当 Jamie 前来邀请他一起练台词的时候，他却挂不住面子，附和别人对 Jamie 的嘲讽，这让 Jamie 再一次对 London 失去了信心。舞台上身着礼服的 Jamie 光芒四射，让 London 神迷，甚至忘记了台词。这样一个醉心于公益、喜欢读书、不把别的女孩子看中的东西放在心上的内秀女孩，怎能不让 London 动心呢？于是就有了下面的这一段。
People can see.
And that would ruin your reputation now. What's that?
I'm reading all the books on Mr. Rothman's list of contemporary American authors.
And how many books are there?
100. But then there's his British list and his European list.
So is this on your list? To read all these books?Jamie, I'm trying here, okay? Maybe I miss spending time with you. Maybe you inspire me.
Sounds like bull.
Which part?
All of it.
Well, it's not.
Prove it.
Jamie!
You don't know the first thing about being someone's friend.
I don't want to just be your friend.
You don't know what you want.
Neither do you. Yeah, maybe you're just too scared that someone might actually want to be with you.
And why would that scare me?
Because then you wouldn't be able to hide behind your books, or your freaking telescope, or your faith. No. You know the real reason why you're scared? It's because you want to be with me too.
从 I don't want just be your friend.可以看出 London 对 Jamie 的心意。不过 Jamie 对 London 所说的一切评价为 Sounds like a bull。 Bull 在这里自然不是公牛的意思，而是取 bullshit 这样的含义，表示废话。英语当中表示废话的常用词汇呢，有 bull、 bullshit、 crap 等等。Jamie 与 London 一直以来结交的朋友们完全不同，而 Jamie 所做的一切也让原本就处于叛逆迷惘期的 London 开始慢慢明白生活究竟应该以怎样的态度面对。不知不觉中， London 在发生着改变。下期我们一起听听 London 的好朋友是怎样发现和评价 London 的变化吧。我们下期再见。